schools are now shelters. People had little choice of where to go. These buildings were large and sturdy, unlike most people's homes in this impoverished part of Pakistan. Some school grounds were flooded. The name of this school is barely visible. Tents have been put up to allow some form of education to continue. But with 17,000 schools in this province destroyed, a permanent solution is needed.
We are worried about the winter coming next month. We will not be able to sit in the tents in harsh weather conditions. But for now, we are happy that we can continue with our education. We have the large number of students here. We request our government to rebuild our school so we can continue our education.
Like other children, Sanoba lost all she had in the floods. At least 2 million students have been affected in Sindh province alone.
When flood hit our village, we weren't able to pick up anything from home. We were just able to save our lives. It's been almost 1 month and I'm able to go back to school now, going to a temporary tent school, but I miss the one in my village and my schoolmates. I'm worried how I'll be able to continue my education in this harsh environment.
More is needed, and Pakistan has appealed for international help.
We are establishing tent schools, and we have requested our international partners, international community to provide us school tents. Till now, we could be able to establish 1,500 temporary learning centers. So we need to establish 15,000, at least 15,000 more temporary learning centers.
Villages are cut off and people are waiting for the waters to recede. They may have taken away lives and livelihoods. These children are praying they don't wash away their dreams of gaining an education. Asad Beg, Al Jazeera.